Haynes Glacier Bears basketball teams were scheduled to play a series of games against other schools in Southeast Alaska last week. After the ferry shutdown, the Haynes School had planned to fly the students, but a reality TV film crew working for A&E's Ghost Hunters had chartered a boat from Haynes to Juneau. They let the teams catch a ride with them. Amanda Painter is an assistant coach for the girls' basketball team in Haynes. She says it wasn't smooth sailing.
We took this boat on Saturday and then had to turn around kind of near Seduction Point with the Ghost Hunter crew. And the next day we stayed on this dock for 2 hours.
Eventually the winds died down enough to get to Juneau. From there, the basketball teams made their way to Metlakatla and Craig to play a total of 4 games. Painter says with all of the different types of transportation required to get between communities, they were traveling nonstop.
It was constant movement. One day we took 3 buses, 2 boats, 2 flights, and 1 shuttle.
On the last leg of their journey from Juneau to Haynes, flights were canceled for 3 days because of inclement weather. And the Haynes basketball teams weren't the only ones trying to get home. Drama, debate, and forensics teams from Haynes and Skagway had been competing at the state championships in Juneau. Other residents from Haynes and Skagway were grounded in Juneau as well. Haynes School Superintendent Roy Getchell says that both the Haynes and Skagway schools decided to pay for a private marine charter.
Because there was a critical need to get our students home, to get students from Skagway home, and to do our best as a community to respond to something that nobody has planned for, and that's no ferry service for the Upper Lynn Canal for 7 weeks or more.
3 weeks ago, Alaska's Department of Transportation paid Allen Marine to shuttle stranded travelers between Haynes, Skagway, and Juneau. Since then, the state has not paid for any more trips. The Haynesboro Assembly discussed funding private charters at a meeting last week, but instead decided to request that the state fund alternative transportation while the ferry system is offline. Getchell says it was only possible for the Haynes and Skagway schools to book a private charter for their students because they could charge other passengers for the remaining seats on the boat.
You know, because of the demand, it's going to actually really favor us, and things have fallen our way in that regard. But this is not a sustainable long-term solution for our school district or any school district in Southeast Alaska.
Getchell says that Haynes School Activities Director Lindsay Swinton has had to adapt to constantly changing travel circumstances.
The thing that's been so hard is the logistics, you know, planning 1 or 2 days in advance. It's just required a whole lot of work, and I am so appreciative of our activities director, Lindsay.
In spite of all the trials and tribulations, Coach Painter says it was an excellent trip.
That's why I'm here in Alaska, because of adventure, and it's adventure traveling and seeing new parts of Alaska. So it was great to bond with the girls.
The Glacier Bears basketball teams will hit the road again next week for a series of games against Wrangell and Petersburg. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.